Hello and welcome to the IPPIblog.com podcast. Created and written by Ron Alvarez, former NYPD lieutenant, FBI National Academy graduate, private investigator, and IP specialist. Today's audio edition features the July 9, 2016 post. It is a review of an article originally published in The Economist, April 23, 2016, and it's titled Illicit Trade Monitor Website. Here we go. I was reading an article in The Economist yesterday titled Counterfeiting and Privacy, Stamping It Out. As China grew richer and more innovative, people assumed it would counterfeit less. Think again. Reading this article is part of my ongoing effort to understand what drives that counterfeiting anomaly, China. Good article. But my point in bringing it up is not because of China in particular, but because of the source of the following intriguing quote. Drug cartels in South America are starting to move towards the counterfeiting of consumer products because it is more lucrative and there is no need for bribes or fast boats or planes. This quote was attributed to Hans Schwab, the founder of the Illicit Trade Monitor website. Up until yesterday, I wasn't aware of Hans Schwab or the Illicit Trade Monitor website, but I am glad I am now. It is the most comprehensive and accessible website I have come across to date, with the information on the illicit and counterfeit trade. Its motto is increasing awareness of the global impact of illicit trade. Good motto, I think. If you haven't already been introduced to it, I highly recommend the website to be fully explored. You can locate it at www.illicittrade.com. The Illicit Trade Monitor is produced by TechTrace SA. We at IPPIblog.com would be interested to know what you think of the website. And if you have any website recommendations you think would be helpful to others in our trade, please let us know. We'd be happy to pass it along in a future post. Thank you, and until next time.